Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. And we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, Fort McMurray. My name is Hannah Friedhead, and I'm the artistic director and executive producer of Rent the Music. Oh, can I'm going to start that one over.
No, we don't.
Oh.
Keep going.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the artistic director of Swamp Rat Experience and the executive producer of Rent.
There we go.
Produced this fall in Fort McMurray.
Now, you've been in art for a long, long time in the arts in Fort McMurray. Like, I feel since you moved here, which has been, you've been here for a long time now, like that has been your passion in one way, shape, or form. Maybe acting or modeling or something to do with the arts.
Yes. I moved here in 2013,
right.
And in 2014, I was ready to give up and move away. Mm-hmm. I was bored, I was lonely, and I didn't have any sort of context or reason to stay.
Right.
So I was going to give it one last shot, and I went down and volunteered as an usher at the theater. I was blown away. It was Les Mis.
Mm.
It was a beautiful production. I had no idea what was going on. I'd never really been involved in the arts before.
Right.
And I just decided then and there, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
So you weren't a part of the arts at all prior to, like even back home, you were not?
Back home in Sweden, in university, I dabbled a little bit,
okay.
But theater and the arts in university was more about sitting in an office drinking beer.
Okay.
And doing a little production, and then we get a big party afterwards.
Right,
yeah.
right. So you found your passion for everything you do here.
Yes.
Crazy. I would have never have guessed that because you are so passionate about it.
I love it.
Wow. Okay, so what was your first acting role here in McMurray?
I played Belle in A Christmas Carol.
Oh, nice.
Back in 2014. And then I came back 3 years later in 2017 and played Mrs. Cratchit.
Okay.
In A Christmas Carol.
Just like moving through the different roles?
No, getting older.
Yeah. So you have a production. I don't even know what to really call it.
Like a theater company.
A theater company. So
yeah.
I'm very excited to talk to you about this because I've never had an opportunity to ask anybody this really before, but I don't understand what a theater company is.
Whew. So we do theater.
Yes.
We are a nonprofit organization.
Yeah.
So we have a board of directors. We have all of that good stuff. And it's
right.
Me and my company manager, Kayla. We are volunteers
that
run it. One day, hopefully, we will actually be paid to do this job. But right now, it's a passion and a volunteer gig. And what we do is basically create opportunities, productions, workshops, masterclasses in the performing arts.
Right.
So it's not just theater. It can be anything that is involving theater. It can be, physical performances, comedy, stand-up, theater creation.
Okay.
We do a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah. And so as a organization, how do you select what plays or what things to produce?
It's a little combination of a lot of things.
Yeah.
For example, Rent, that we're doing this fall, was two very, very passionate artists in town came to me and said, we want to do Rent.
Okay.
It's a huge production. It's going to take a long time. It costs a lot of money and be quite difficult to produce. Are you in? Yes. 100 times yes.
Yeah.
And they had not only a vision of creating Rent in Wood Buffalo, but they had a vision as to why and what they were hoping to accomplish with this. It was not just, we want to put Rent on stage, have people sing prettily and then dance off, but they wanted to engage the 2S LGBTQIA community. They wanted to engage new artists that hadn't performed before, like create an environment that was inclusive and that was fun and that invited people who might have wanted to dabble, might have wanted to sing, but felt very scared about the audition process, not quite knowing, am I good enough to do this? Can I do this? I've never taken singing lessons.
Right.
And they had that vision.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? This is exactly what I want to do too.
Okay.
So
now,
let's do it.
When you say it costs a lot of money, explain that to me. Like, I have to assume, because I've heard of Rent. I've never seen it on the big screen, small screen, or the stage. So I'm very excited. I got my ticket.
Excellent.
Early bird.
Yes.
If you're seeing this, you already missed out on that one. But I have to assume, because it's such a big, like, the licensing behind it costs money.
Yes.
So how does that work?
It's a process.
Okay.
It's a process. And there's a lot of steps that needs to fall into place and get done for the next step, or even simultaneous steps to happen.
Yeah.
So the first thing you have to do is make sure that the rights are available and that you can actually purchase the license. And the license alone for Rent is about $10,000 Canadian.
Wow.
That's not including the tracks. That's not including the scripts themselves. I had a box a couple weeks ago delivered to my house, 50 pounds of scripts.
Okay.
And they all have to be returned afterwards.
Oh, wow.
And that's a separate cost. And then we are very lucky because we're partnering with Keanu Theatre on this production. So they're actually giving us rehearsal studio space.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. We still pay for, like, the performance venue once we go on stage. Mm-hmm. But having space to rehearse in is incredibly valuable to us.
Yeah.
Because in case you didn't know, finding space to create art in Fort McMurray is damn near impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It's either very expensive or already booked.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It doesn't really exist.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Hence the weird places we do this podcast. So,
ta-da!
Yeah, it used to be a house.
So why can't you just, like, get one script?
That's what I'm saying.
And then, like,
because that's illegal. That's illegal. If they find out you do that, they will come after you.
So you can't just, like, Google it?
Nope.
But it's already on Google.
Well, they will check. They're the only ones who have the actual scripts. And if you produce the show, which they will know if you do.
How?
Oh, they find you.
That's what I listen.
They have a very particular set of skills.
Yeah. Nice. Because I was thinking the same thing. Like, let's say I decided to, like, put on Rent myself, like, in northern Alberta, top of the world, and people, like, came to see it. And, like, let's pretend I low-key advertised for it. So, like, didn't really put it out there.
Yeah.
They would still figure out. And, like, what's the fine behind that?
Well, you could, if you're ever on TikTok, you could actually look up the the bootleg version of Hamilton.
Yeah.
Where a church down in the States took the script of Hamilton, rewrote it to fit their own narrative, and produced it.
Yeah.
A full-scale production. And it was really, really bad. It was wonderful to watch because it was so bad.
Yeah.
But also, what we really believe in, too, is artists should be paid for the work they put in.
Yeah.
Artists should be recognized for the work they put in. And if we were to steal that, that would be stealing another artist's hard work.
Well, that goes to my next question. Who gets this money?
Well, the production company gets a lot of it.
Okay.
Like, they get the money we paid for the licensing.
Right.
But then we also, like, we raise money through sponsorships. We have a grant from the RMWB for events. That helps cover
the costs
for our artistic team, because we're paying the director, the music director.
Yeah,
we have set designer, a set painter that is coming up, choreographer, all these people that are working, been working now for a year and a half on this production in various roles.
It's fascinating. I would have had no idea because I'm naive. I'd just be like, oh, it's a play, like Tanner said. Like, just, especially, like, I get yours, you're selling big tickets too, and people are going to go see it, and it's overnight. But, like, from, like, a school perspective, like where we're filming today, like, they have to purchase. Like, if you guys were to do Rent here, you'd have to go through the same process, which to me, I was just like,
but not
had
all,
no idea.
Not all productions are that difficult.
Right.
Rent is a huge Broadway number.
Right.
But for example, when we first started Swamp Rat Experience, we did a small farce called Sweet Surrender. And it's a hilarious little play, and it's a one act. The rights for that were a few $100. It was very easy to obtain, and now I'm looking at my 2024 season.
Yeah.
So I'm actually talking directly to a playwright with a script that is fairly famous.
Yeah.
But that you just email him directly and say, hey, this is what we're hoping to do with your show. This is how many people we're anticipating for these many dates.
Yeah.
Would you be okay with that?
Okay.
So it's very different processes.
Interesting.
Very different. Some are very difficult. Some are quite easy.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
On that note, Tanner flashes fingers. That means I'm going to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Okay, how did you come up with the name Swamp Rat?
So, as you might have known, there was a pandemic. And during the pandemic, I had a baby,
aware of it.
Right?
Yeah.
So this little bump in the road.
Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
But during the pandemic, me and my partner got bored. So we spent a lot of time watching MASH. I'd never seen MASH. And I kept hearing about how the final episode of MASH was the most brilliant way to end a series of all time. And I said, well, I can't watch the final episode of anything until I watch the full thing. So we sat down and watched the entirety of MASH.
How many episodes is that?
It's
9 seasons.
Yeah. Jeez.
And like big seasons.
Yeah. That was back when it was like 26. Yeah. Tanner's going to look it up. But okay,
awesome.
So you watch all of this.
We watched all of it.
That sounds like torture to me. When I was a kid, MASH would be on, but I was like this was not engaging to a child.
Exactly.
So I don't have any fond memories of MASH. No offense to anybody who likes it. It's just I was like 6 or 7. It wasn't my thing.
And I watched it in my mid-30s.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It was good?
It was really good.
Okay.
It was really good. It was fascinating watching the production change from the early seasons to what it was in the final episode. Very different shows.
Right.
But both very good in their own way.
Yeah.
And very much told a story of the time it was made, which was even more fascinating. But anyways, we watched a lot of MASH.
Yeah.
And we're already...
56 episodes.
256?
Yeah.
Whoo, you put in work.
The pandemic was a long, boring time.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Boring time.
Fair enough.
Yes. We already have a bit of a Hawaiian shirt collection.
Yeah.
Between the two of us. So when we had our son... I was looking for things to do, and we were throwing our ideas around, but maybe we should just start our own theater company. That could be fun. We're just going to do little, small, fun productions here and there. That blew up, became very big. But anyways, we're talking about what should we name it?
Yeah.
What should it be? And we were toying around the swamp, you know, where they were staying in the swamp in MASH, and Swamp Rats, and, you know, because that's quite Canadian.
Yeah.
And I suggested Swamp Rat Theater.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. We're not a theater. We're an experience. Yes.
Listen.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. me and Tanner are talking about naming something, and like I put experience at the back, and he's just like, no, you got to put party. I'm like, no, experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ongoing discussion. So I get like the nuance in regards to words.
Yeah. And that opens up a lot for us too, because we're not just theater. We do primarily theater.
Yeah.
But there are so many other little things in there too.
Yeah.
And it's all about the experience from starting from before the rehearsal and engaging people.
Right.
And community relations and conversation. So like the theater, the final piece, the production, the show is just a little part of it.
Right.
The experience is all of it.
That's right. So when is this taking place? When's rent happening here?
November 16th, 17th, and 18th of November.
And it's all taking place at Keanu College?
Keanu Theater and Art
Keanu
Center.
Keanu Theater and Art Center, right.
Yes, on the main stage.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one.
Is it? I didn't notice.
Yeah, you didn't know about that, no. That's huge. So ticket sales are going well?
Yes, they are.
But if people at home want to purchase, how can they get a hold of those?
You go tickets.keanu.ca. And I do recommend getting your tickets sooner rather than later. There are still plenty left, but our last 4 productions sold out entirely with not a single little ticket left.
Yeah.
And this is rent in Fort McMurray. So don't dilly-dally on this one. Just go get them.
Well, even you guys had a post about how they were early bird tickets. And then there were certain tickets, even before early birds, I think they were $10 off.
Yeah.
And so I went down figuring like, I like a discount.
Right.
And you got, I showed up 2 hours after you opened the door. When I showed up, there was this huge lineup. I'm like, well, I wasn't expecting that.
Neither was I. This had never been done before.
Yeah.
So we do like to try new things.
Yeah.
Primarily just see what happens. And I hate the phrase, well, that's how it's always been done.
Right.
Also, let's do it another way.
Yeah. Yeah.
We the cheapest rent in Fort McMurray too, so why not?
Yeah.
Right?
I really hope your jokes are again picked up by this mic today, because you're throwing down some zingers. Yeah.
We can subtitle him afterwards.
Yeah. So, yeah, because there was a huge lineup, which was lovely to see, like, that kind of support.
It really was. We actually had people who had brought camping chair and board games and were camped out before the box office staff even got there.
That's hilarious.
It was amazing.
That is so cool. Well, listen, Tanner just hit his hands. That means we are out of time, unfortunately. That being said, before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So we have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Action. Ooh. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. I want to thank all of our sponsors to make this possible, because we could not do it without you. So Coldwell Banker, Fort McMurray, mwah. La Prairie Crane, mwah. You are beautiful, beautiful. We have Balance Numbers and YMM Offices. We have Paul Davis. We have Mix 103.7 and Cruise FM. Thank you so much for your support. You are beautiful.
There we go. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so believable.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.